The questions fell into six groups. Questions clarifying the message.
就是, 对于这个信息的, 澄清,
questions of communication between the leadership and the assembly.
还有问题有关这个聚会的领导和聚会会友当中的交流。
Tenure of leadership, elders and deacons.
还有长老、执事他们的任期有多久？
Suitability of those in leadership.
那些在领导的他们是否适合任职？
Decision making in leadership.
还有在领导当中他们所做的决策。
Appointing elders.
选立长老。
Should be an interesting time.
将会是非常有意思的时光。
What we've decided to do in order to facilitate our time, we could easily spend all of our time on just a few questions.
为了更善于利用时间，我们虽然能够在几个问题上兜很大的圈子。
So Ted and I will respond to the questions that we've received as briefly as we can, and you pray for us, and then you can, hopefully we'll have time to have further discussion.
那么，呃，太太，我将会尽量简略地回答问题，那么你们为我们祷告，然后我们还有更多时间为着其他的问题。
Does everybody understand the rules?
大家都晓得这个规矩吗？
First question.
第一个问题。
What is the purpose of spiritual authority?
这个属灵治理的目的是什么？
Spiritual authority is the right to exercise power.
对，属灵权柄的目的是什么？ 属灵权柄的目的就是要来施行这个权利。
The purpose of spiritual authority is to carry out God's will and God's plan in the assembly.
那么这个属灵的权柄的目的乃是要施展神的旨意和他的计划在聚会当中。
It is God's plan that together we come into the full knowledge and maturity into a full-grown man in Jesus Christ.
那么乃是神的计划要我们 达到这个长成的身量，有完全的姿势在基督里。
God has under shepherds with spiritual authority that assist in directing His will being done to bring us into the fullness of Jesus Christ.
那么神就委配这些牧者呢，来施行属灵的权柄。 来帮助指导，使到会友都能够达到长成的身量，在基督耶稣里。
Yeah, I would just add one point. This has to do with the authority and the life of Christ. There is a particular verse I would like to read, which is John chapter 17, verse 2. This is our Lord's prayer before He left the world. The prayer is to the Father. This is 17 verse 2. He says, this is the Lord speaking, Lord Jesus speaking, Thou hast given Him authority, Him means Lord Jesus, over all flesh, that as to all that You have given Him, He should give them eternal life. So here the Lord Jesus says, when He received this authority from His Father, the purpose is to give eternal life to those the Father has given to Him. Now, if this is the Lord Jesus so explicitly saying that He has the authority in order to give eternal life, if that's, He was so explicit in His last prayer, I think for us who, for all of us who have some, the Lord has given us authority, I believe the purpose is then to actually bring this life of Christ to other people, to cause us to grow, and to cause us to shine. Sorry, I forgot, David. Sorry.
这个我还有一点要加下去，就是基督在生命当中的这个权柄。我要读一下约翰福音第十七章第二节，就是基督耶稣在世上还没有离世之前的祷告，这是他向父神的祷告，就是说正如你曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。那么在这里讲到父神赐给耶稣权柄呢，是为着要使到他能够把永生赐给凡父神赐给他的，这是非常清楚的讲到在他的祷告里面。所以就那些被委托权柄的，他们的目的乃是要把基督的生命赐给会友，使到他们能够成长并且为主发光。
Second question.
第二个问题。
Deacons and elders are positions. Who then has spiritual authority?
那么执事和长老他们是有这个职位，那么到底谁才有这个权柄呢？
Could a brother that is not an elder have spiritual authority?
是否因为弟兄他不是在长老的职位上有权柄？
First, we have to remember that in the scripture, deacons and elders are not presented us so much as positions, but as functions.
首先我们要记得在圣经里面，执事和长老他们被呈现出来的时候不是职位，而是他们的功用。
In Ephesians chapter 4, it speaks of the Lord giving apostles and pastor teachers and evangelists to the church.
在以弗所第四章说到主赐给恩赐有使徒牧师教师还有传道到给教会。
These are persons that the Lord raises up and gives to the church to support the church.
那么这些人乃是主兴起来赐给教会，为着来扶持教会。
To help mature the church.
为了供应教会，使到教会能够成熟。
These are persons.
这些乃是人物。
But when he speaks of elders and deacons,the emphasis is on functioning.
当他讲到长老和执事的时候，所强调的乃是在他们的功用。
The Word of God doesn't, for instance, say Timothy the pastor.
比方说，神没有说提摩太这位牧师。
More importantly, we must remember that spiritual authority comes from spiritual life.
更重要的，我们所要记得的乃是属灵的权柄是出自于属灵生命。
It doesn't come from having a position.
不是来自于有职位的问题。
Any brother and sister, in fact, all brothers and sisters have some amount of spiritual authority.
任何一位，甚至所有的弟兄姐妹们，他们都有某种程度的属灵权柄。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄和姐妹。
The amount of spiritual authority any brother and sister has is based on their experimental knowledge of Jesus Christ.
那么他们所拥有属灵权柄的程度是在于他们对于耶稣基督的认识和经历有多少。
Unfortunately, our mentality is towards position and not function.
不幸的，我们的思维乃是趋向于职位而不是功用。
It's towards position rather than spiritual authority.
趋向于职位而不是趋向于属灵的权柄。
We should come away from our time together remembering that spiritual authority only comes from spiritual life.
我们在这段时光之后所当记得的乃是属灵权柄唯有是来自于属灵的生命。
I have one point to add. Actually, in the fellowship where I was, oftentimes some older brothers or sisters who they normally don't have so much, how do you say it? They really cannot spend so much time in the affairs of the fellowship.
那么我还有一点要加，就是我所聚会的地方呢，年长的弟兄姐妹们，他们知道他们没有那么多的时间能够花在这个聚会里。
But however, many of them have very rich and very manifested spiritual life.
但是他们许多位都有非常丰盛并且彰显出来的属灵生命。
Whenever there are some difficult problems in the fellowship, and brothers or sisters will go to them.
每当有聚会当中有艰难的问题出现的时候，弟兄姐妹们都会去找他们。
And they oftentimes give good help, and what they said, they seldom say much, but what they said carries weight.
那么往往呢，他们都能够给予良好的帮助，虽然他们不说，说话不多，但是他们所说的话都带着非常重的分量。
Because they have spiritual authority.
因为他们有属灵的权柄。
I think here we oftentimes think that the authority is hierarchy.
我们往往想到权柄是属于这个权力的阶层。
Just like a commercial company, there's a CEO, and then there's this, the manager, and so on.
就好像一个工商机构有这个总执行人员，还有经理等等。
And our mindset has to turn, 180 degree turn. It has nothing to do with hierarchy.
那么我们的思想呢，要做180度的转变，这和权力阶层没有关联。
It has to do with spiritual life.
这是和属灵生命有关联。
Question 3.
第三问题。
Is there a chief elder?
是否有总长老？
Will there be a single apostle in the ages to come?
是否有一个独一的使徒在未来的时代里？
There is a chief elder.
的确是有一位牧长。
1 Peter 5:4.
彼得前书第5章第4节。
Says when the chief shepherd appears, he will give you under shepherds a crown of glory.
到了牧长显现的时候。 将会给你们这些其余的牧人呢，有永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。Chief
Shepherd is our Lord Jesus Christ.
牧长就是我们的主耶稣基督。Shepherd
and elder, shepherd is the functioning part of an elder.
那牧养，牧人的功用乃是这个牧养乃是长老的功用之一。In
John 10:16. The Lord says, Jesus himself said, one flock, one shepherd.
那么在约翰福音第十章第十六节说到，一个羊群，一个牧者。
Brothers and sisters, there's really only one shepherd.
弟兄姐妹们，其实只是单单只有一位牧人。
In God's house.
在神的家中。
Those in leadership, the under shepherds, can only represent the chief shepherd.
那些在领导的其他的牧人呢？他们只能代表这牧长。
Yesterday, I also spoke of plurality of elders.
昨天我也讲到这个长老的复数。
It was God's way, as you read the scripture, when he speaks of the functioning of elders, that they are always in the plural.
乃是神的方式，每当他讲到这个长老他们功用的时候，都是以复数而言。
And that's for safety, so that we can balance one another and hear the full mind of God concerning the assembly.
那么这是为着安全而言。 直到能够有平衡，而能够在这个聚会当中听到神完全的心思的表达。So
in an assembly, the under shepherds should be plural in number.
所以，在聚会当中，其他的这些牧人，他们的数目都是复数。That
is God's normal way.
这是神惯常的方法。
Okay. Question number four.
第四个问题.
Are deacons and elders also teachers?
知识和长老是否也是教师?
Can they speak or only the responsible brothers can speak?
是单单他们能够讲道，还是负责弟兄们能够讲道?
In 1 Timothy 3:1, it speaks of an overseer being apt to teach.
在提摩太前书3章第1节说到，这位监督他也能够教导。
In Ephesians 4:12, it speaks of shepherd teachers.
在以弗所书第4章第12节说到，牧人和教师。
And in that context, these are not necessarily apostles.
在这样的这个背景当中，这些人不一定是使徒。
Or necessarily overseers in the church.
也不一定是在教会里的监督。
If you take time to read Acts 13, in the church in Antioch, there were 5 brothers who were.
你读花时间读《使徒行传》第13章，那里有5位弟兄，他们主要是负责公用。
Two of those brothers were not elders, we know.
坏的不是，那么其中两位弟兄呢，不是长老，这是我们所知道。
That was Paul and Barnabas.
那是保罗和巴拿巴。
In Romans 12:8,
在罗马书第12章第8节,
it speaks of gifts given to the brothers and sisters.
说到恩赐赐给弟兄姐妹们,
and the exercising of those gifts according to grace.
而他们按着恩典来操练那些恩赐。
And he says that there are gifts of teaching.
有说到教师的恩赐。
We must remember in the house of God, it's not one man's ministry, neither is teaching every man's ministry.
我们必须记得在神的家里，并不是一个人的服侍，也不是教师的服侍，是每一个人的服侍。
I just want to add one point. I think it's also very important to encourage the younger ones among us to actually have this teaching experience and responsibility.
那么我还有加多一点，就是非常重要的是要鼓励年轻的有教导的经历和责任。
And on one hand, actually they have very fresh they oftentimes have very fresh experience with the Lord if they are serious with the Lord.
那么在一方面呢，他们往往都有非常新鲜的经历。如果他们对与神是有非常严肃的交通。Yeah,
and the other thing is when they read the Bible, they often.
Our brother has said so. There are some that teach, and there's some that may not be teachers of the word. But it doesn't mean that at times, you know, there's no exhortation from these ones.
那么我要加的就是在罗马书第12章第8节那里，不但有教导，还有劝勉。所以，不是说每一个人都能教导，但是这个劝勉虽然是很简短的一个字，但是每一个人都能够劝勉。The
next question is number 5.
另外一个问题是第5个问题。And
it was kind of a statement, but it says lack of fellowship and communication between the leaders and the flock.
那么这个好像是一个宣言，而不是问题，就是说到在领导的和群羊当中缺乏这个。
This elite group is causing a large gap.
那么这个独特的这一群人呢，是在产生出一个很大的隔膜代沟。
Gomo is fine.
Gomo.
Okay. This is a very, very critical matter.
那么这个是非常重要的一个问题。
And being in leadership, I would hope that we're not an elite group.
那么在于领导的地位呢，我盼望我们不是那个所谓独特的一群。
But a lot of frustration and dissension comes from a lack of communication between leadership and brothers and sisters.
那么很多的这个牢骚和不满呢，或者分歧，是出于领导和弟兄姐妹们之间缺乏沟通。
Now, if we have a spiritual assembly and we are submissive to one another, this is not really a big issue.
那么，如果我们是一个属灵的聚会，彼此顺服的话，那么这就不是一个很大的一个问题。
Because the brothers in leadership can get together and be before the Lord about matters in the assembly and share that with the assembly, and it would be received.
那么，这领导的弟兄们，他们就能够和这个聚会的会友在一起。交通聚会当中的事情，那么他们就能够领受。
The problem seems to be, though, that within leadership, often because we are aware of almost everything going on in the assembly, we don't realize that often the brothers and sisters are unaware.
那么问题在于领导的时候呢，我们虽然知道在这个聚会当中所有发生的事，但是我们没有注意到。其他的弟兄姐妹们，他们就没有，就不晓得这个整副的背景。
There are some matters within the assembly that should not be openly shared.
有一些事情在聚会当中不当公开的讨论。
And strictly held by those in leadership.
有单单由那些领导的知道。
Often, though, there are matters that affect the whole assembly, or some portion of the assembly.That should be shared with the saints, together with them.
那么有时关于整个聚会的事情呢，那么这个聚会的某部分人员呢，就需要把这个事情和整个聚会的会友们交谈。
I would say if the spiritual life is strong, then those in leaderships would be able to gather brothers and sisters, for instance, thatAt times a really burden for what's going on in the church, be able to gather those few ones and be able to pray together and share about some matters.
那么如果这个属灵的生命是非常强烈的话，那么在于领导就能够聚集弟兄姐妹们把这个在基督里面教会里面的负担交通出来，大家一起聚集，一起祷告，并且分享。
Yet the problem there sometime if you do that is those that aren't invited to come become offended.
那么问题是在于那些没有被邀请来听的，他们就感觉到就不舒服了。
But if we're humble, that should not happen.
但是如果我们是谦卑的话，这就不会发生。
There are times in the assembly when it's good to meet with the whole assembly, all the brothers and sisters.
那么有时候呢，是非常好的，所有弟兄姐妹们都聚集在一起，彼此相会。
We call them family meetings.
我们说这个是家庭聚会。
Where you share matters. I remember one time we were having some very serious discussions over the Lord's table, which we felt like the entire assembly really should be involved in, and so we had a family meeting on that.
那么有时候我们有这个家庭的聚会能够分享这个事情。有一次我们有非常严重的这个严肃的课题，那么有关这个主的饼和杯，所以我们就说需要把整个聚会都参与来交，在家庭聚会的时候交通。
Recently we ran into this very problem and we felt like it's best, and the brothers agreed that every other week we would meet with all the brothers and any brother.That wanted to meet with us.
那么最近我们有这个问题，所以我们就认为说最好就是每一个星期我们和 会有见面，任何要见我们的都能够和我们相会。
And for this point in our history, that seems to be very healthy.
那么在我们历史当中的这一时刻呢，这看起来是非常健康。
I just want to add one point. I think misunderstanding is really unfortunate and not necessary in the house of God.
那么我需要再加一点，就是误会呢，在神的家中是很不幸，而且是不需要。
Because indeed we have one Lord, one Spirit.
因为我们的确是有一主和一灵。
Understanding or fellowship or communication among brothers, especially between these brothers in leadership and other brothers and sisters who are concerned with the affairs of the house, is extremely important.
那么这件事也关于明白交通还有沟通在于领导和那些有对教会关心的弟兄姐妹们之中，这个事情在教会对在神的家中是非常重要。
It is a critical matter. Without it, it causes great difficulty.
这就是很严重的一个课题，因为没有的话，将会产生很大的问题。
I think not only we need to seek fellowship, those who are responsible need to seek fellowship.From brothers and sisters, but also brothers and sisters need to seek fellowship with those brothers and sisters who are responsible.
不单只是那些有负责的需要寻求和弟兄姐妹们之间的交通，并且弟兄姐妹们也要寻求和那些负责的和他们有交通。
And to facilitate this, what our brother said is, I think is about having an occasion.For those brothers and sisters and the leading brothers to meet together, that's extremely helpful.
那么为了帮助这个事情能够成就呢，我们弟兄就说建议能够有时机有时候能够让弟兄姐妹们和领导相会，那么这将会是很有帮助。
Now, just our little experience where I meet, we.Every month we have one, about an hour and a half on Sunday. All brothers and sisters can come to have a meeting. This is the kind of meeting our brothers call family meeting. That means everybody in the house of God can attend.
那么在我的聚会那边呢，每一个月我们都有一次的聚会，大概一个钟头到一个半钟头。在主日的时候，大家都能够来一起聚会，并且交通在神的家中。
And then, with the exception of some sensitive issues, and everything else is open.
除了一些敏感的课题之外，其他的课题都是公开讨论的。
And in addition to that, also once a month, we have all the brothers who have a heart to serve in the house of God can attend a meeting, another meeting.
那么还有在这个聚会以外，每个月一次，我们都有这个聚会，让那些凡是有心要侍奉的，他们能够聚集在一起。
So not only there is the communication is facilitated, but also the younger brothers can actually learn, how to contribute and how to serve in the house of God.
那么这个。沟通呢，不但促进了，而且年轻的他们能够学习如何来贡献，并且服侍在神的家中。
Question six.
第六个问题。
What is the tenure of elders and deacons? Is it for life?
长老和执事他们的任期是多久？是否是终身？
It's based on life, but it's not for life.
那么是以生命为根基，但是不是为着生命。
Seriously, no one serving in leadership in any form should ever consider, or should it ever be presented as something that they will have for forever?
当然没有，因为在服侍在领导当中服侍的，他们应该想到或者以这样的方式来呈现，这是永恒的。
Once again, these are functions, and the ability to carry out these functions is based on your spiritual life.
那么再一次，这些是功用，而能够施展这些功用的能力呢，是根据你的属灵生命。
Obviously, sometimes brothers will fail in their spiritual life before the Lord and are unable to continue in that capacity.
很明显的，有时弟兄会在属灵生命上失败，而他没有办法继续在这个职位上操作。
Sometimes it's limited by physical condition.
有时是因着这个身体的局限而被限制。
They're just not physically able to any longer carry out those functions.
那么他们身体不再适当能够继续操作。
And there may be a place in the house of God where an overseer may take a step back for others to function in that capacity.But he never is passive about it. He is always in prayer about it.
那么，在神的家中，因为监督可能退后一步，让其他的来施展这个功用，但是他不是变成一个在默默无闻，而是他继续在那里为事情祷告。
In other words, he may step back some.In accordance with what he feels like he can do, but he will function in this ministry of prayer for the other brothers and the assembly.
换句话说，他会以他所认为适当的程度后退，但是他会继续在这个聚会当中为这些事情祷告。
No question. Okay. Seventh question.
第七个问题。
How should appointments of leadership be done? In the New Testament, apostles are appointed as elders.
那么这领导他们的选立是要怎样来进行？在这个使徒行传里面，他们是如何的选立长老？
Did he get that question?Let me read it one more time. How should an appointment of leadership be done? And then it's followed by a statement in the New Testament, apostles appointed the elders.
问题是这个对于领导他们的选立是怎样进行的？在新约里面，这个使徒选立了长老。
Jerry, maybe I want to add that I think the original question really is how should the appointment of an elder be made?
Right.
Yeah.
原先的问题是这个长老的选立是要怎样进行
？First of all, there was some.Thought here that only apostles can appoint elders, and we, as I stated, the first day in Antioch and I forgot the other church now. Apparently, it was raised up without any elders. I mean, any apostles coming through and laying hands on anyone.
Ephesian
church. But let's look at Acts. This is very critical. Let's look at Acts chapter 14, verse 23.
首先关于这个使徒选立长老的思想，我在第一天就已经讲。
Acts 14:23.
使徒行传第十四章二十三节。那么在安提阿还有以弗所的教会那里，他们并没有使徒选立长老。 或者按手在他们身上。
This is speaking of Paul and Barnabas.
这是讲到保罗和巴拿巴。
And having chosen elders in each assembly, and having prayed with fasting, they committed them to the Lord.
使徒行传第十四章二十三节，他们二人在各教会中选立了长老，又进食祷告，就把他们交托所信的主。
Now let's turn to Acts 20:28.
我们翻到使徒行传第二十章二十八节。
This is Paul speaking to the elders in Ephesus.
这是保罗对以弗所的长老说话。
Take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flock wherein the Holy Spirit has set you as overseers to shepherd the assembly of God which he's purchased with his blood.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的，所救赎的。
Paul appointed no one.
保罗并没有选立任何一人。
The Holy Spirit had raised up these brothers.
圣灵选立这些弟兄。
It was evident to the brothers and sisters in these assemblies, as well as to Paul and Barnabas.
并不是在于这个聚会当中的弟兄姐妹们，或者保罗或者巴拿巴。
These assemblies had just met together for about a year, and Paul returned to these assemblies. He hadn't told them how to meet. He hadn't told them who the leaders were. He just left them. Out of the natural life, spiritual life of the assembly,Brothers that were functioning in an oversight position or were, what I want to say, had the spiritual life to function in an oversight position, began to become evident among the flock.
那么保罗在这个兴起这个教会之后，他就离开他们一年，那么也没有告诉他们要怎样的聚会或者要兴起什么的领袖。在这个教会当中里面的属灵生命呢，是那么有弟兄他们在他们属灵生命当中就施展出这个功用来，并且彰显出来他们有这样的功用。
Paul and Barnabas only confirm what the Holy Spirit had already done.
那么保罗和巴拿巴只不过是印证了圣灵所做已经做的。
Brothers and sisters, our responsibility is to recognize who the Lord's raising up.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的责任乃是要认出是谁是圣灵所权力。
When I say our, I mean all the brothers and sisters have the responsibility to recognize God's authority in the brothers and who He's raising up. That's the whole assembly's responsibility.
那么当我说我们的时候，是整个聚会的责任来认识到底神按照他的权柄是兴起哪一位弟兄来做这个工作。
If we recognize it, then we will submit to it.
如果我们认识到，我们就会顺服。
And it will be natural.
那么这就会是自然的。
Question, this is, I wrote it as 7B.
那么我把这个问题列为 7B.
What if there is only one elder? Should, go ahead.
如果只有一位长老的话,
Should we rush to select another one?
我们是否要匆匆忙忙的再选多一个?
We should never rush into anything.
我们不应该匆忙的进入任何一件事。
As I said earlier, plurality of eldership is God's normal condition.
正如刚才我教导所说的，在长老中他们的复数是神自然的方式在领导方面。
It is possible that this condition could exist.
是的，这样的情况是可能存在。
Hopefully the one brother would receive light from the Lord that this responsibility is really more than what the Holy Spirit would have them carry, and that they need the relationship of other overseers within the assembly.
那盼望, 这位弟兄能够从主领受亮光, 来知道说, 从圣灵来知道, 有, 更多的弟兄他们能够, 在这方面称职, 有责任。
When I shared, I mentioned Ephesians 5:21, submitting to one another.
当我说到以弗所书第5章21节的时候，彼此顺服。
And I said that God's order in the assembly is established and maintained through submission and prayer.
那么我说到在教会当中的秩序被设立而维持是借着顺服和祷告。
This is not God's normal condition.
这不是神, 平常的, 情况。
So we need to humble ourselves before the Lord.
所以我们必须要在主面前谦卑下来。
And pray.
并且祷告。
That the Lord will move through the Holy Spirit.
主能够借着圣灵来运行。
Within the assembly.
在聚会当中。
That His proper order could come forth.
直到他, 正确的次序能够显出来。
Notice I've in no way attacked the brother, the one brother that is remaining elder here.
注意不是在攻击唯一的剩下的长老。
We need to prayerfully, I'm talking about travailing prayer.
我是在说到, 这个生产的祷告。
I'm not talking about a casual prayer or just your thoughts.
不是说一个, 平常的祷告或者你的思想。
It's not good enough just to recognize this is not a normal condition.
单单认出这并不是, 平常的,
if you have a true heart for God's house, you will get on your knees and pray in travailing prayer until the Holy Spirit moves.
那么如果你有真正的心, 那么你将会, 跪下来, 有这个生产的祷告, 直到圣灵说话。
For God to actually have an elder or a brother who function as elder in His church, it is a very serious thing.
让主能够有一位长老或者有一位弟兄在教会当中能够
It takes time, it is a spiritual matter.
是需要时间,
I read somewhere, it takes a little couple of minutes, but I think this helped me. Maybe it can explain this matter a little bit to you, brothers and sisters.
那么这可能花两分钟的时间，但是这帮助我，能够给你们解释或者能够帮助你。
There was an old commentary which was about 100 years old by J.P. Lange on the Holy Scriptures. There was a particular brother who wrote the commentary on Timothy, on 1 Timothy.
那么有这个很古老的评语呢，是大概100年之久，是 J.P. Lange. 那么评述提不在的书。
So when he tried to look at apostolic time, meaning the first century, how God has raised people responsible in His own church.
那么当他在回顾在使徒的那个时期的，就是头100年的时候，主如何兴起这些领导。
This is what he wrote.
这是他所讲的。
The offices of deacon, presbyter, which means elder, and so on, in the apostolic church, were not immediately ordained by Christ.
这是这个执事和长老的职位，在使徒时代的教会，并不是马上由基督所设立的。And
also, as little arranged by human wisdom.
很少由这个人。
After a predetermined and measured plan.
在一个预先, 决定和策划, 决策出来的的这个的计划。
But they came by degrees into existence.
他们乃是以度数的进展来产生。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的指引底下。
And in the process of circumstances.
在环境的过程当中。
And were thus the source of rich blessing to many.
因此呢，成为这许多人丰厚祝福的源头。
They had from the first a spiritual character.
他们首先有属灵的个性。
Hence, such an office can be worthily exercised by those alone.
因此，这个职位能够被那些人单独的称职施行出来。
Who are united truly with Christ and the brethren.
他们的确是真正的和基督与弟兄们联合在一起。
By the spirit of faith and love.
借着圣信息借着爱和真道的圣灵。
And for Christ's sake, ready to meet every sacrifice, every trial, and every opposition.
为着基督的缘故，预备好做出所有的任何的牺牲在任何的试验和任何的反对当中。
I think this brother has explained from the scripture and also from what he observed as the experience in the first century of how these leadership came about very well.
那么这位弟兄他从这个圣经里面的看见，并且他对于这个第一世纪教会所经历的观察，这些领导的弟兄们他们如何的产生。
If someone, question eight.
第八个问题。
If someone is found not to be suitable as a deacon or elder, should they be asked to step down?
那么有任何一位被认为不适合继续当长老或执事的话，是否要邀请他们下台？
I wonder who found them not to be suitable.
我在想到底谁发觉他们不适合。
Seriously, the Holy Spirit really needs to be working in this situation.
非常严肃的，圣灵的确真正需要在这样的情况里面工作。
Secondly, anytime a brother is asked to serve in that capacity of oversight in the assembly, there's some things that should be clear from the beginning.
那么，有任何第二点就是任何一位被邀请来在监督的这个的职位上操作的话，首先必须非常清楚的列明。
Function should be emphasized, not position.
功用被强调，而不是职位。
And their function is to give their life to the brothers and sisters.
而他们的功用呢，是把他们的生命献给弟兄姐妹们。
That their continued functioning.In that way, is going to be based on their spiritual life.
那么他们在这个功用上的继续操作呢？在这样的方式上是根据他们的属灵生命。
In other words, it's not permanent.
换句话说，不是。
It's not permanent.
不是永久性。
But based on the spiritual life of that brother.
但是乃是以那位弟兄的属灵生命为根源。
And it should be done in an as unofficial manner as possible.
那么这必须以非官方式的过程来进行。
And shared with the assembly in the manner in similar ways, letting them know that this brother has been asked to come and serve in this way, functioning this way, and it's really, in a sense, temporary until the Holy Spirit decides to change.
那么，这需要让这个聚会当中的会友知道，我们现在邀请这位弟兄要来 在这样的方式和功用上服侍，那么这是暂时性的，直到圣灵说他要改变。
If it does come to the matter of really having to ask a fellow brother in leadership to step down, it must be done in prayer and in much love.
那么如果是来到这个关键必须要邀请一位组内的同胞这位长老来卸下职务的话必须带着多方的祷告和很多的爱。
The reason I said much prayer is we had an experience in the early days in Richmond where there was a brother meeting with us in leadership who it became obvious that really wasn't what the Lord had called him to.
因为需要许多祷告，因为在我们Richmond 那里聚会的初期呢，有位领导的弟兄，我们发觉他并不是主安排他必须这样继续的在那里称职。
He actually came to us and said, "Brothers, I just don't believe that this is what the Lord would have me to do. What do you think?"
他其实来到我们跟前说。我不相信这是主要我做的，你们的想法是怎么样？
We shared with the brother we'd been considering that matter, and that our witness was the same as his.
那么我们和这位弟兄交通，并且我们思考了，我们的见证和他的见证都是一样。
He's a dear brother, and he just quit functioning in that particular capacity.
那么他是一位非常亲爱的弟兄，他就停止在那个功用上操作了。
I think we all need time to grow.
我想我们都需要时间来成长。
And all brothers, all sisters, and then the leading brother as well.
所有的弟兄们，所有的姐妹们，还有所有的领导。
And unless it is a matter of moral problem, or if it's a matter of testimony, then as Jerry said, we need to pray.
那么除非是这个道德上或者见证上出了问题，不然的话就照像 Jerry 弟兄所说，我们需要祷告。
So on one hand, other brothers really need to carry more spiritual responsibility.
那么在一方面，弟兄需要
其他的弟兄
需要背负更多的责任。
And on the other hand, we need to give room for our dear leading brother to grow.
那么另外一方面，我们要给我们亲爱的领导的弟兄们有成长空间。
The only explicit example of elder in the New Testament was Peter.
那么在新约里面，唯一这个非常清晰的榜样乃是彼得。
Peter, even in the book of Acts, was most corrected and most humble.
那么，彼得在《使徒行传》里面，他是最能够被纠正，并且是最谦卑的。
And then, even he being an elder, he being an apostle, he grew tremendously.
虽然他是长老和使徒，但是他却有很大的成长。
The Lord could correct him freely.
神能够非常自由地纠正他。
Even Brother Paul could correct him freely.
甚至于，保罗弟兄也能够非常自由地纠正他。
There was no grudges on his side.
所以在他那边没有任何的抱怨或者怀恨。
Only submission and obedience.
只有顺服和顺从。
So I think we need to pray to the Lord, also give this brother room to be corrected and to grow.
我们也要向主祷告，让这位弟兄他有空间来被纠正并且成长。
9.
第九。
We're trying, brothers. Are other brethren to be involved in church matters?
是否其他弟兄也必须参与教会的事情？
It depends very much on the issue.
这看这个事件的决定。
as I mentioned before, there's some matters within the assembly that only those in leadership should be dealing with.
看课题来决定。那么在刚才我所说的，有一些课题呢，只是由这些在领导的弟兄们来处理就好。
Secondly, brothers in leadership should always be open to hearing from the Lord from any brother and sister.
第二就是在领导的弟兄们呢，他们总是要有开通的思想来听任何人的建议。
In Ephesians 5, it says, we must be willing to submit to one another, and it doesn't leave out anyone.
在以弗所书第五章说，我们必须要彼此顺服，这没有把任何人拒在。
One example is two of us brothers meet with all of those teaching our children and responsible for the children's work.
那么一个例子，我们两位弟兄和所有那些在参与教导孩子们的弟兄姐妹们当中，和他们一起会面。
We meet together and we share about the children's work and what the Lord's doing and what.We may need to be doing in the future, and we hear from one another, and as we share, usually the Lord's mind comes from that.
那么，我们就和他们交通在小孩子们当中的工作和主要我们所做的，并且未来我们要做什么，在我们交通的时候，主的这个心思就自然的表现出来。
And during that time, we're able to make the decisions that are needed for that.
在那一段时光，我们就能够做出所需要做的决定。
I only want to add that important thing is, you know, we really need to have the brothers, other brothers here, to be involved in the church matters. Actually, this is his house too.
那么另外一个重要。的要点就是我们的确需要有其他的弟兄们来参与，因为这一个在教会当中的事物，因为这也是他们对不起，他们也是在神的家中。
It is a learning process.
这是一个学习的过程。
And especially for the younger brothers and sisters.
特别是为这那些年轻的弟兄们和姐妹们。
10.
第十。
Should all elders agree before proceeding?
是否所有的长老都需要同意在开始执行之前？
Short answer is yes.
简单的是。
In Philippians 2:2, it exhorts us to be actually everyone, but it exhorts, it particularly applies to leadership, to be of the same mind, joined in soul, let nothing be done through strife,And it should be done in humility, esteeming the other more excellent.
在腓立比书第
第二章。I kind of went through it real quick. I'm sorry, Philippians 2:2.
Yes. 2:2.
I was in another book, that's why I can see.Philippians 2:2, 你们就要意思相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
That it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is extremely important matter. It is important that those in leadership come to one mind, and that one mind they have to come to is the Lord's mind. Not a democracy, but come to the Lord's mind. You have to seek the Lord together. You have to really learn to seek the Lord together sometimes. You know, we're so used to just giving our opinions and the brother with the strongest voice wins. I'm sorry. Can you stop?
Oh, okay.非常重要的是在领导的有一个同意的心思同意的意念，而这个意念是主的意念而不是在于一致通过，也不是在于这个是一个民主的过程，而是要寻求主的意思，要学习如何来寻求主的意思。那么不是说给最强最有力的这个意见或者最大的声音就能够胜过。
there's real safety in that, because one brother who may sense that this just isn't the Lord may be right, and the other brothers will have to pray about it. Usually we just continue to pray about it, and we come back and we share again. And at that time, usually we can come to a decision.
那么，这个有真正的安全措施在其中，这如果感觉到不是主的意思，那么或许是对，那么让我们继续祷告，然后我们再回来，那么在那个时候，我们或者就能够作为出一个在适当的时机做决定。
We may end up agreeing with that brother.
我们或者最终是和那位弟兄一起同意看法。
He may end up agreeing with us.
或者他和我们有相同的看法。
We may look at the issue again and say, well, what was really needed is some adjustment to what we thought.
那么或者我们再看一下这个课题，而说到我们所需要的，是对在我们所想过的东西做一些调整。
Now, if the brothers get into a situation where there's an issue that they really can't resolve, then it would be good to do one or two things.
如果弟兄们在一个课题上他们真正不能解决，那么能够做这一两件事是好。Give
it up to the Lord in prayer.
这个交托给主在祷告中。Let
the Holy Spirit move.
让圣灵运行。And
it may also be necessary to get a brother from of that spiritual authority to help.
也有这个必须就是邀请在那方面有属灵权柄的弟兄来帮助。Okay,
we have about 15 minutes.
现在有大约15分钟的时间。
Stephen, you've heard all the questions. I know we hadn't had an opportunity to hear any more, but was there anything that you would like to share with us since you've heard the questions?
江弟兄，既然你听过这些问题，是否你有其他的话语要加上？
I think after you have heard all the questions and answers, it seems to me that it gives you a... there is a basic concept that needs to be adjusted.
看来，必须给你们一个，在基本的概念上一些必须的调整。When
you talk about church government,
当你讲到教会治理的时候,
what is the impression to you?
对你的印象是什么?
You think of something that is organized.
你是想到这是一个有组织性的。
Something that is like a government that we are familiar with in this world. But when you come to church government, there is organization. But it is an organic organization.
但是这个是有机的组织。
It is very different from what you can find in the government on this earth.
这是你在这世上的政府里面所能找到的是截然不同。
The same thing happened to this matter of authority.
同样的，在这个属灵的权柄上。
Because all we understand about authority, we learn from the word.
因为我们对于权柄的了解，我们是从世界学的。
Even the disciples, they came to the Lord about this matter of authority.
甚至于门徒们也来到主面前，问他们有关这个权柄的问题。
To them, authority is position.
对他们来说，权柄就是地位。
Sit on your right and on your left.
坐在你的右边，坐在你的左边。
Position gives you authority.
地位给你权柄。
And yet, our Lord have to.Adjust their mind.
但是，我们的主仍旧要调整他们的思想。
Because in the kingdom of the heavens is the very opposite of what you know in this world.
因为在天国里面呢，和你在这世上所知道的是刚好相反。
We need to drink the cup that our Lord drank.
我们必须要喝主所喝的杯。
And we need to be baptized with the baptism that he baptized with.
我们必须受他所受的洗。
So, brothers and sisters, the church itself is a spiritual entity.
教会本身是一个属灵的的身体。
So everything that is related to the church has to.Begin and to end with spiritual life, spirituality.
所以，任何和教会有关联的事物，必须开始和结必须以属灵生命开始和结束。
It has to come out of life. It has to be the expression of life.
必须出自生命，并且是生命的表达。
So, when you approach this matter of church government,
所以当我们来看待这个教会治理的事情的时候，
our brother has mentioned again and again that it has to come out of spiritual life.
我们的弟兄们已经一而再说出必须出自属灵生命。
Authority is of God.
权柄出自神。
Authority is not for the purpose of overthrowing, but for the purpose of building up.
权柄并不是为着推翻，而是为着建立。
The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians mentioned twice about the purpose of authority.
保罗在哥林多后书两次。说到这个权柄的目的
，in chapter 10 and in chapter 13，
在第十章和第十三章
，and he said authority is for building up, not for overthrowing。
他说到权柄乃是为着建立，而不是为着推翻。
Sometimes authority has to be exercised in overthrowing。
有时权柄必须施行，为着推翻某件事。
But that is Negative.
那是负面。
The main purpose of authority is to building up.
权柄的主要目的乃是建立。
Therefore, you find authority has to be exercised in love.
因此，你看到这个权柄的施行必须在爱中。
So, brothers and sisters.
所以，弟兄姐妹们。
God is the only authority.
神是唯一有权柄。
His life in us is the delegated authority.
他在我们里面的生命是分派出来的权柄。
Church government actually comes out of this life.
教会的治理其实是出自这个生命。
Because it is the divine order.
因为这是神圣的秩序。
And that divine order is the order of life.
这神圣的秩序就是生命的秩序。
With this divine order, then God's work can be done.
有着这个神圣的秩序，神的工作才能做成。
So authority actually is to maintain this divine order.
所以权柄其实是为着维持这个神圣的秩序。
And by maintaining the divine order, the church will grow in love.
借着维持着神圣的秩序，教会将会在爱中成长。
As a matter of fact, the church is built with two things.
事实上，教会是以两件事来建立起来。
Love and authority.
爱与权柄。
The church is to build in love.
教会乃是要在爱中建立。
But together with love, you have to have authority.
连同爱在一起，你必须要有权柄。
Otherwise, a church cannot be built.
不然一个教会就不能被建立起来。
Now, when we are thinking of elders or deacons or leadership,
当我们想到长老、执事或者领导，
we find basically the idea is not to rule, but to serve.
我们发现这个基本的概念并不是来掌管，而是来服侍。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3,
在提摩太前书第三章，
anyone who aspires to be an elder desires a good work.
任何期望要做长老的必须要恪慕善功。
In other words, it is not that you come to a position to be served.
换句话说，不是你要进入一个到达到一个地位来被人服侍。
But on the contrary, you come to the lowest place of serving all the brothers and sisters.
相反的，你乃是来到最卑微的地位来服侍弟兄姐妹。
It is not those who are in leadership that stands high above.
并不是那些在领导的是高高在站高高在上。
They are actually at the bottom of the brothers and sisters.
其实他们乃是在弟兄姐妹们的底下。
Who labors in love most has most authority.
谁在爱中劳苦最多，就有最多的权柄。
So brothers and sisters, we need to change our mindset.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们必须改变我们的思想。
We need to look at the whole matter of church government and authority in a different way.
所以我们必须以不同的方式来看待教会的治理和权柄。
Now, if we really understand this,
如果我们真正明白。
I don't think there will be any problem.
我不认为有任何的问题。
All the problems we have are due to the fact that we still have that word concept of church government, of authority, and so forth.
我们所有的难题都是因着我们仍旧这个世界的概念，有关于教会的治理和权柄等等。
So, brothers and sisters, the only solution to all these problems is life.
所以，对于这些所有难题的唯一解决途径就是生命。
And that life is the life of Christ.
而这生命就是基督的生命。
He is the authority.
他是那权柄。
Because he lays down himself for us.
因为他为我们舍弃他自己。
And submission is due to him.
顺服是属于他。
So the whole matter is in the spiritual realm.
所以这整件事是在属灵。
It is not something that we can strive at or argue about.
并不是我们能够争竞或者辩论。
It is all in the hand of the Holy Spirit.
这一切都是在圣灵的手中。
So, seek the Lord, seek the Holy Spirit, and allow Him to work out His divine order.
所以要寻求主，寻求圣灵，让他能够操作 来建立起这个属灵神圣的秩序。
Of course, we have to.
当然，我们必须要这样做。
Follow the principles given us in the Word of God.
我们必须要根据神的话语里面给我们的原则。
But even in doing that, you have to do it in the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, and not just technically following it.
即使在这样做的时候，我们也必须在灵里按着圣灵而行，而不是在技术上这样的跟随。
We may technically set up a perfect order.
我们可能设立一个技术性的完全的秩序。
And technically, we may follow all the instructions that you find in the Bible.
在技术上，我们能够跟随圣经里面所有的指示。
But you find that it may not give us the reality.
但是你或许会发现，这不会给我们实际。
So we need to pray.
所以我们必须祷告。
We need to humble ourselves before the Lord.
我们必须在主面前谦卑下来。
We need to allow His life to grow within us.
必须要让他的生命在我们里头成长。
We need to discern, to learn to discern where authority is.
我们必须分辨，并且学习分辨哪里权柄在哪里。
And we need to learn to submit ourselves to such authority.
我们必须学习把自己向这样的权柄顺服。
Then you will find.
然后你就会找到
the real church government, the real authority, the real order.
你就会找到真正的治理、真正的权柄和真正的秩序。
This is something that I feel very deeply.
这是我深深感受到。
Thank you, brother.
谢谢弟兄。
Let's close with a word of prayer.
让结束祷告。
Lord, we pray that you'll have mercy in these last remaining hours before you return.
主，我们祈求你给我们怜悯，在这最后剩余的时刻，在你回来之前。
Lord, we want you to have your house.
我们主，我们要你拥有你的家。
And our brother has said it's built with love and spiritual authority.
我们弟兄说，乃是借着爱和属灵权柄建立起来。
Lord, may we learn both.
主，让我们学习这两件。
Oh Lord Jesus, may we quit being petty.
主耶稣，求你帮助我们不会在那里发怨言。
May we be humbled before thee today.
找麻烦，是在你面前谦卑。
Seeing the poor condition in your house.
看到你家中这个贫穷的情况。
That you will grant mercy to us, Lord.
主，你能够给我们施怜悯。
That Lord Jesus, you would grant by grace that we learn to discern authority.
主耶稣，求你赐给我们恩典，来分辨权柄。
And that we would learn to submit to authority.
我们学习来顺服权柄。
Lord, I just say, may the Holy Spirit move mightily in our midst.
主，我祈求圣灵能够在我们当中大大的运行。
That there can be real spiritual government.
能够有真正的属灵治理。
Not for our sakes, but for thy sake.
不是为着我们自己，乃是为着你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名。
Thank you, brothers and sisters.
谢谢弟兄姐妹们。